What's up, everybody? This is Ball Deep here. This is the Dubcast, and I have no idea why I'm here in the captain's chair. Rumor has it that Ben Gordon is off on a Jewish holiday. It happened like every other day, so he's sitting at home. And, yeah, we got Mike Roch here.
Hey, what's up, what's up? Yeah, Ben Gordon had to tend to a family emergency, so we got Ball Deep in here.
And we also have on the line with us a guy who currently doesn't have a match set up for Burger King of the Ring, but is our current number one contender, Twiggy.
Hi to everyone listening to the podcast. Hope everyone's having a nice night and or day at whatever time you're listening to this.
Yeah, there's not much to announce this week. Of course, you know, we announced the full card minus one match, that being a title match. Muhammad the Terrorist Cow, not heard from. We have no idea where he is. Rumor is that he's in hiding from Team 6. And, of course, we're still dealing with Giant Tiger's agent in regards to getting him there to give you your title shot, Twiggy.
Yeah, it's been a couple months since I to have won that Contenders Clash, as it was called. I can't lie. I'm pretty excited to see if what the outcome of that's going to be, if I'm going to get that title shot. But I guess we're just going to play it by ear if Billy Tony and the old Giant Tiger call the shots.
Twiggy, what are you expecting the response to be? Do you think Giant Tiger will come through and grant you the title match that you've earned in that four-way contenders clash at Boner Jam? Of course, you beat guys like Sexy Eddie, Player Uno, Kevin Steen in that match. I think more than anything, you deserve the title shot.
Yeah, that's right. I beat those guys, but I mean, when you beat those three competitors, I don't think it's going to set you up to prepare for, I guess I'll call him a competitor like Giant Tiger. I mean, personally, I don't think the fact that he hasn't, made his presence felt thus far going into Connecticut is a surprise. I think it's intentional. I've said it once and I'll say it again. I don't think he's as stupid as everyone thinks he is. If you just look at his track record, he is the champion. He picks and chooses his moments to strike. I guess he's like a snake, a very fat snake who drinks alcohol and has sex with other male snakes. He beat Uno. He beat Cabana pretty convincingly. He's put together a pretty impressive stable of extraordinary gentlemen. So, once again, I don't think this is by any stretch of the word accidental on his part. I think it's part of his game, and I wish I could say that I've been preparing for this match or a match, but when you're going into a match with Giant Tiger, I don't think there's much preparing. I think there's more of a bracing yourself period.
You mentioned that stable, of course, being the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You know, you go into a match with Giant Tiger, there's always a chance that the strength and numbers can come into play. How are you prepared to deal with possible interference from somebody like an Eddie Kingston or a Sexy Eddie or even a Billy Tony? Hell, even Phoenix.
Once again, I don't think you can prepare yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, if, you know, Giant Tiger and Kingston and Eddie want to come in and do a number on me, there isn't a whole lot I can do about it. I'm a small man, so if they want to come in and take me out, I guess there's not much I can do but try and fight back. I'm not a fool. I realize that I can't defeat three men single-handedly, so I guess just take it as it is. Hopefully, you know, talk to my good old buddy ISW Commissioner Lacor, have him maybe sign some type of decree that claims, you know, the league can be at ringside. But at the end of the day, Giant Tiger's never been much for playing for the rules or playing by the rules, excuse me. So just take it as it is. I mean, it's another day at the office, so hopefully try and squeak out a victory before anyone can or will interfere. And that's just that. I mean, you look at that league, the way it started, it was Giant Tiger, a bear, friendly little man, Meatball, and Oily Norman. And again, Giant Tiger's not a stupid man. He put together a very, very solid faction, if you will. A faction I've encountered in a cage match before, so I know the kind of damage they can do. So to answer your question again, there's no way of preparing.
Well, you know, in that cage match, you had a couple friends fight alongside you. Do you think your friends would, you know, back you up in a situation like this?
I think going into Connecticut, if this title match gets signed, I mean, hella wicked. I guess he's a nice man. I've never been able to have an actual conversation with him. He's got his hands full. He's competing, and Uno, you know, he's got his eye on winning that Burger King of the Ring crown, or hamburger, if you will. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect them to be by my side, but at the end of the day, I've always been, especially the past bunch of years, been known to run solo, and I don't want to win this title under any other condition. I don't want it to have an asterisk by my name. I want to be able to say I've won the title on my own. So, once again, you know, if there's going to be interference and that's going to lead to a loss, there isn't a lot I can do about it, but just take it as it is.
Now, let's assume that Giant Tiger decides to not make his way down to Connecticut for Burger King of the Ring. Will you still be competing, and do you have any alternative plans?
I would hope that I would still be competing. I guess that's up to Mike Roach or maybe the Lack Man to decide. I assume I'd be patched in there somewhere. I don't know. If the Bad Boys aren't doing anything that night, maybe I could face them single-handedly, probably lose, or, I don't know, throw me in the tournament. I could use a meal. So, hey, I guess there's always an option to do something, but in a perfect world, Giant Tiger will be there, and I'll be looking at him from across the ring with the title on the line. But other than that, I have no imminent plans. Maybe I'll just go to Chili's.
On the topic of consuming a meal in the U.S., you know, and I know that your favorite beverage is one that we can only get in the U.S. because they don't sell it in Canada. That, of course, being cherry cola. I'm currently drinking
cherry Coke,
a cherry
to
Pepsi.
Be specific.
Well,
see,
I'm
cherry
currently...
Pepsi. I'm sorry to cut you off. It just gets me so riled up. See, people who say there's there's no difference between Coke and Pepsi. It tastes the same. I beg to differ. Does that make me a cola Nazi or a cola snob? Perhaps. Given the choice, I will absolutely take Coke or any Coke-related product, i.e. Cherry Coke, over any Pepsi product during any type of meal or recreational beverage sipping. With that being said, if my only option is Cherry Pepsi, I will take it, but I am not happy, but I'll take it. That's what she said.
Yeah, you know, Coca-Cola is definitely the better of the two, but I think when it comes to the diet beverages, which I drink, the Diet Pepsi is the lesser of the two evils when it comes to Coca-Cola or Pepsi products.
I'm on the hard stuff. I'm on the hard stuff. I'm on a strict diet of cola. I just had 3 hot dogs and a bag of chips, so clearly in terms of nutritional planning, I'm getting ready for Burger King of the Ring. I'm expanding my stomach so I can get across the border and have a Cracker Barrel meal or a Chili's. I've heard good things about Friendly's. I haven't experienced it yet, but apparently their burger is delicious.
I want to say you definitely have to experience a Sonic before you die. It seems like you're on the Giant Tiger diet right now.
Well, the Giant Tiger diet may or may not have hot dogs and cola involved in it. I would say there's a plethora of alcohol involved, a plethora of recreational drug use.
I'd say that most of his, most of the hot dogs he puts in his mouth have testicles on the ends of them.
That could be true. I don't know if he's still involved with Beef Wellington's dad. He still is brandishing the Beef Father Fornicator title of the world. And he did put it on the line at the last show, so I guess I'd wager to say he is still intimate with Beef Wellington's father. It's been a while. I don't know how that's going for him. I'm surprised that it hasn't gotten stagnant. We can all agree that that happens to the best of us.
Definitely.
God bless him for keeping it. He keeps it fresh and fun. We can all maybe take a lesson from the old gingerbread man.
With Burger King of the Ring right around the corner, let's take a little look at the card, see what we got going on, get a little bit of prediction action, perhaps, from Twiggy. We got a big tournament, so obviously we got to find out who do you have to win it all.
Tough question. I mean, for me, the odds-on favorite going in is probably Player Uno. He's got the most experience. He's a pretty seasoned veteran in terms of the ISW battlefield, former champion. He's beaten Host of People, Kevin Steen, MVP, myself, but pretty sure he cheated. So I feel like he's got the best chance. There's always the people that sneak up and get a win here and there. So if he did yet, I'd say has a pretty fair shot. He's been flying under the radar as of late a little bit. I don't know if it's because he's not alive, but he could win it. I guess anyone could really win it. There's always people, the bottom-seeded people, if you want to throw it a hockey reference, or I guess any sports-related reference, there's bottom seeds in every sport.
I'm actually leaning more towards Pinky Sanchez. He's coming into this tournament as the hungriest guy, like, basically on the roster. You know, he's never won a match. Maybe hungry is the wrong word to use because, you know, cokeheads don't eat.
I wasn't aware he was into the cocaine.
Oh, he's friggin' deep into the booger sugar.
That's a shame. Maybe that's why he's losing. He's always high.
Maybe. Well, you know, maybe he'll focus and do a little bit less cocaine coming into the tournament and maybe surprise all of us.
I hate to go back to the well, but I mean, Giant Tiger has been known to indulge before matches. Maybe he should get some pointers from Billy the Kid. He's been known to do some of the snow blowing and beer drinking before a match, so maybe Pinky Sanchez, if he wants to win this tournament, should consult Giant Tiger. But I have it on good authority that Giant Tiger hates Pinky Sanchez, so I don't know if it would work.
Also on the card for Burger King of the Ring is a very special six-man tag in tribute to Sweet and Sour Larry Sweeney, as we've dubbed it the Sweet and Sour Special. We're going to see 2.0 team with Hal Wicket to face the team of Fist, Icarus, and Gran Akuma alongside Jolly Roger. Twiggy, I know you had a match on the first ISW show against Larry Sweeney. Why don't you give us some just quick thoughts and memories on Sweeney and, yeah.
I remember I won the match, and I'm fairly certain I was the first person, other than Mr. Sweeney, to hold the ICW-ICWA Texarkana television title, and that was a great moment. I'm happy I got to share it with the guy, and subsequently got to have a couple more matches with him that I felt very happy with. Anyone out there is so inclined, they can go to the C4 Wrestling webpage and purchase, I believe it was the June 2008 season finale show where I faced him in a loser wears a dress match, and that's highly entertaining, and that'll probably always be my best memory of the guy. Going into this match, I think you're looking at two pretty odd teams in terms of who's on what team. You have 2.0 teaming with Hal Wicked, which is very bizarre. Jolly Roger, a pirate man, teaming up with, as far as I know, Fist, just two people that like to enjoy fighting. So it's hard to give an edge to either team, but I'm feeling a big 2.0 Hal Wicked win. 2.0, what is this, their second ever showing in ISW? Lost to the Bad Boys a couple months ago, so they're due. I think they're due, Mike Rauch.
Yeah, I think they're due as well. And, you know, as
they're looking to earn a spot on the roster. They're young and hungry kids.
Young and hungry. And as Wood mentioned on the last episode, of course, all six men in this match have competed in ISW in the past, including Icarus, who was on the first show with Larry Sweeney, wrestling under the name of Ketchup.
I recall that. A fine man rented those suits from a costume shop. He's a great guy.
Let's not even fuck around. That was your idea.
That was my idea, and I stand by it. Fans out there who listen to this, hopefully there's a lot. Start the petition. The return of the condiment connection. Mustard and ketchup, and maybe we'll throw in a mayonnaise or a barbecue sauce or
a relish.
So inclined. Miracle Whip. I've got a real, real big jar of Miracle Whip in my fridge, so if anyone wants it, I don't want it.
We should have a hot sauce. We should have a Lucha Libre wrestler named Hot Sauce.
Why not? Any type of condiment. Any type of condiment.
His name will
nice,
be...
Nice jar of Nutella. There you go. It's all fair game. Peanut butter.
We should have a masked wrestler representing hot sauce named Red Hot Frank.
I had heard ages ago, Roch, that you wanted to put together a character that was going to take ISW by storm. A man of black race with black tights coming into a generic rap beat named The Black Bastard.
It's the truth. Don't even delete this. Leave it in. It's fucking hilarious.
He wanted it, folks. He wanted it. See, that'll be coming soon. The Black Bastard and the Return of the Condiment Connection. I know this upcoming show is booked. It's in the can, but hey, Montreal loves black people. So
what about that homeless black guy that holds people up with a banana?
Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
There you go. There's also the one arm bum that yells at people.
I had a run-in with him before that I won't talk about on here.
So has my roommate. My roommate wants to kick him in the face.
Yep.
That's a story for another time, though.
Anyway, one last match, of course, being the Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatch, first of its kind on the American soil. We've got Addy Starr taking on the man who has been, basically after this show, he'll have been in all three Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatches. The man formerly known as Flip the Burger, formerly known as Flip, now known simply as Shitty.
You know, that's a toss-up going in. I feel for Addy Starr, because she's a smaller competitor such as myself. in a match of this nature, I feel like I got to give the edge to, I'm just going to call him Flip. I feel uncomfortable with his new name. Is that all right? Can I just call him Flip?
Definitely.
Or I'll call him Poop. His new name is Poop to me. Got to give Poop the edge. He's a veteran of the match. He's a bigger, stronger, more insatiable appetite for violence these days with Muhammad. He's got that brain control over him, so I don't know if Addy Starr's got what it takes to get that win, but if I've proved anything, it's that sometimes wins are just a roll-up away, so maybe the Lego won't have to play that big of a factor, but I feel like old Poopy Flip has got the edge just due to that experience and that big match feel.
Yeah, actually, you know, you were talking about the name Shitty, formerly Flip. You insist on calling him Poopy or Flip. When I post on family-friendly message boards, I change his name simply to Shifty. And as you're saying, the Lego might not have to come into play. This is a Fans Bring the Lego Deathmatch. There have been over 6,000 pieces of Lego bought and donated thus far. And if you've got Lego you want to donate, you can go to tinyurl.com/LegoDrive, and you will find all the information needed in order to donate your Lego or trade your Lego in for some swag. Now, Twiggy, you know, we've gone over the card. What do you think you're going to be doing? Do you have any thoughts yet, or... You know, ideally, you'd like to be fighting for that title. What do you think the outcome of whatever you face at Burger King of the Ring is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we touched on it earlier. All jokes aside, I would like to cash this title shot in at the upcoming Burger King of the Ring event. I feel like I've earned it. To be honest, I haven't been in the title scene in about 2 years. The last time I had any type of crack or shot at it was at the Chikara King of Trios show in 2009, and that's a long time ago, so... To say that I'm hungry, I said it before the four-way, I'm not hungry, I'm starving for this title shot, Giant Tiger. I hope you come to Connecticut, because I'm going to do everything in my power to beat you and to take your title, and hopefully put an end to this pesky league once and for all, restore just a bit of class to the ISW title. Not to take anything away from you, you're a smart competitor. I don't think for a second you're as stupid as you like to let on. I think everything you do has a purpose, even if it's ridiculous. So Giant Tiger, come Connecticut. If you want to show up, if you don't want to show up, eventually you will be standing across the ring from me, and we're going to see what's going to happen.
All right, so you got anything to plug there, Twiggy?
Well, I mean, if this is up by that time, C4, this upcoming Friday night on June 17th at the Bean Friday Arena, and for those fans who go to C4, you know what Bean Friday is. I'll have some t-shirts. I'm looking to just get rid of them, so I'm willing to haggle. I've got pictures, and other than that, it's going to be Burger King of the Ring. Hopefully I'll still have t-shirts left, so if any American fans feel so inclined, they can purchase, and we can talk, and I will probably hug you. If you want to donate money to me, I will then donate it to a good cause for the hug. But until then, hey, this has been fun being interviewed. I always enjoy it. I hope fans listen to this and laugh, and or at least giggled. And until then, see you all at Burger King of the Ring, and bring your Lego and bring your lunch pail. It's going to be a good time.
All right. Thank you very much, Twiggy.
All right. That was Twiggy, guys, giving some insight as to what he thinks is going to happen at Burger King of the Ring. Of course, if you need to buy tickets for Burger King of the Ring, you can go to www.tinyurl.com/BKOTRTix, and by tix I mean T-I-X. So BKOTRTIX.
And if you want to send me pictures of tits, you can go to tinyurl.com/BKOTRTix. That's T-I-T-S.
Well, that doesn't exist, but if you do want to show us pictures of tits, there's a contact page on interspecieswrestling.com. Hit us up, we'll hit you back, and then you can send us some tits.
And we'll forward them to everybody, don't worry about it.
I always do that. Anyway, you can RSVP for Burger King of the Ring over at tinyurl.com/BKOTR. tinyurl.com/BKOTR.
You'll need Facebook for that, but I'm pretty sure you have one, as does everybody else in the whole goddamn world, including our grandmothers. So that's really weird.
If you don't, just email us. We'll take your name, we'll make a fake account, and we'll set it to attending. Baldeep, I hear you've been hard at work in the Interspecies Wrestling Video Labs putting together some sort of a commercial that's going to rival the Boner Jam commercials.
Yeah, man, everybody loved the Boner Jam Sunday ads, so we decided we needed to cook up something a little bit extra, and we called on an old friend of ours named Todd, decided to lend us his vocal talents and provide us with a little voiceover that will promote the entire show. Unfortunately, while it's 99% ready, we're still waiting on that one match to be announced. So as soon as we sign some papers, cross the T's, dot the I's, we'll have it out to you. And trust me, it's sexy. Mike Roch says so.
Yeah, that's right. It is sexy. And sexy is who we be. Speaking of who we be, we love DMX, don't we, Baldy?
Absolutely. That motherfucker.
So this episode, let's go out to Who We Be by DMX.
Absolutely. Fuck it. Peace, niggas.
All right, this has been the Dubcast. I'm Mike Roch. That was Baldy. And we were joined by Twiggy. Catch us soon enough, hopefully with a title match.
There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby. You still here with me? What they don't know is the bullshit, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers. It happens too often. The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bins, the hoes, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes, the jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave them the slugs, the one that put them in me, the stakes, the grass, too long to see, the lawnmower sitting right next to the tree.